you keep in construction if you can?
Hey, Steven?
He's not.
He's taking the day off today?
Can I take a message? No, he's out.
He's out working? Yeah, no problem. I can leave a message or a voicemail or whatever is easier for you.
A message.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
My name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank Frank. And my direct line here, let me know when you're caught up. I'll give it to you.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858-779-0931. Is this Pam by any chance?
Yes, it is. And all right, Pam. I talked to him, and he said he was not going to finance it.
Okay, gotcha.
He was just going to, so...
No problem, but thanks for the feedback. Is there a good time I should check back with you guys? Because we still have you guys pre-approved for some cash, also equipment financing, if anything comes up. Is there like a time of year maybe that you guys look at equipment, or is it kind of just as needed? Or
just kind of as needed, or when he finds a piece that, you know, piques his interest.
Yeah, he kind of shops around usually.
Yeah, well, and like this guy is a neighbor that has this piece of equipment. He used to build golf courses or something, and he's just had it on his ranch over here. I mean, he's been retired for some time, but Steve keeps bugging him about it. You know, hey, if you ever get rid of that, I want first shot. So
nice. So it's like private party. Sometimes he gets his equipment from?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you know how they normally finance?
It depends on if he...
Okay, that makes sense.
Usually he just... It will either buy it, or sometimes when we find a piece, it's through a former client that we built a building for in an industrial park, and that's what they do, is they find pieces of equipment and they set up the financing. So if we do finance it, that's what it's been through that place.
Got it, got it. Yeah, I was just asking because a lot of lenders, a lot of banks actually won't finance like private party equipment, especially if it's like used or something. But that's something that we can help with. So like, you know, just for example, if your traditional lender or your bank or something doesn't approve you guys, or they don't want to finance because it's used or private party, feel free to get in contact with me and I can help you guys out.
Okay.
So.
Great.
And yeah,
email
and,
me.
Yeah, I think I did email you recently. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think I emailed you like an inquiry through your website. Is there like a direct email I can reach you guys at, or?
Yeah, I gave you that last time, but I haven't really looked at anything on there. So, but I know that you sent me, because we checked when I was on the phone with you last time to make sure.
Okay. Do you want me to send you another one, or are you still?
No, I still have it. I haven't erased anything. I just don't check that one that often.
Yeah.
So,
I gotcha.
You know, it's one I use for, you know, things like this where you, you know, just once in a while you want to check and keep business stuff, but I don't want it bombarding my personal email.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. And then just so you guys know, the other thing that we help with in the construction industry is like if you guys are looking to take on a new project or something and you're, you know, you don't want to front all the upfront, you know, expenses, you know, payroll, materials, things like that. We can kind of assist you on that end. If there's a kind of a larger scale project you wanted to take on, knowing that you have the capital available will allow you guys to make bids, you know, more confidently. So just wanted to give you that little tidbit. So do you guys ever finance for projects and stuff, or how do you normally do that?
No, we never have, but there is something, a different kind of a thing coming up. He's kind of interested in, where, you know, I'll mention that to him. So, because it's more of a personal interest invested in the project rather than, you know, just doing it for someone else. So he might be interested in having some capital on the side for that.
What do you mean? Like he puts his personal money into the project or?
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you know what the disadvantages of doing that is?
Well, it's just a different kind of a project than what we, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, normally we it's not an issue for us when we start up a new job. We cover all the costs until we bill the first billing. It's not a big deal. But this project is something different he's looking at. It's something he wants to invest in personally.
Got it.
And so so that part of it is something he might be looking at.
Yeah, just keep in mind, I mean, you can always have him call me and I can kind of give him some more details, but if he's using his personal money, that's money that's been taxed already, right? So he's essentially, when he's putting his personal money back into the business, he's paying tax on it twice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, he's never done that before.
Okay,
it's
okay,
just
got
this,
it.
This one coming up is something that he wants to be an investor in.
Got it, okay. Got it. Yeah, I mean, feel free to have him give me a call if he has any questions, or, I mean, perhaps we can assist him with anything like that, because it sounds like it's probably like a larger project that he wants to invest in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the timeline on that? Is that coming up here pretty soon?
I don't know. He's been meeting with the people, so I don't know if it's decided for sure what they're going to do, because they wanted to build something, but, you know, he's been working with them in the place that they were wanting to build. He didn't feel like the lot was big enough to hold what they wanted to do, the scope of the project they wanted. And so he was meeting with them, and there's another building in town on a lot that would work for them with a little bit of remodel work. So I think he was talking to them that might work better for them. Backwards from most contractors probably, but anyway.
I see.
Anyway,
I see.
So I don't know. They're still discussing what to do. So,
okay, got it. Is it like a government contract or like private?
No, we've never done any government stuff. That's a bookkeeping headache to me because I don't want to do that.
Yep,
but
a lot
no,
of regulations and everything.
It's just some people that have moved into town and they do coffee and creamers and stuff like that, and I don't know. I've been kind of out of the loop on it, but
yeah,
he's been meeting with them.
Well, you know what? I mean, if you don't mind, would you mind just jotting down my number and just giving it to him to say, hey, this guy wants to talk to you. He thinks he can help you with that project. And then, I mean, if he doesn't call me back, it's fine. But just to let him know, like, because there actually might be some that we can help him with there. And then he can just give me a call if he has a couple minutes, like today or next week or whatever. Would that be okay?
I'll tell him. He won't call. I'm just going to tell you. But I've already told him about you and told him to deal with the other. But I'll tell him again about for this thing, maybe something would work out for this other thing he's thinking.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And if it doesn't work out this time, just feel free to give me a call next time if you're looking at new equipment or something, and we'll get you the best rate out there.
Okay. So. Sounds awesome.
All right, Pam. Well, hey, enjoy.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoy your weekend. Sorry, we both had to work today, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I leave early, so no big deal.
Cool. All right, Pam. Well, you take care. Pleasure chatting with you again.
Same here. Mm, bye.
Right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Right.